Our scripture this morning is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 20. Hear the word of God. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how will it become salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people, so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven. Jesus and the Law. Don't even begin to think that I have come to do away with the Law and the Prophets. I haven't come to do away with them, but to fulfill them. I say to you very seriously that as long as heaven and earth exist, neither the smallest letter nor even the smallest stroke of a pen will be erased from the law until everything there becomes a reality. Therefore, whoever ignores one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called the lowest in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps these commandments and teaches people to keep them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I say to you that unless your righteousness is greater than the righteousness of the legal experts and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? God, now may the words that are spoken and heard and every day enacted in our lives be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, thank you again for the invitation to be here today. It's an honor to have the opportunity to preach at Wesley Memorial, representing the Wesley Foundation. And of course, we share the great name of Wesley. Right, Wesley, and who's that named after? Oh, good, John Wesley, okay. And you know, occasionally I've run across people who have confused our ministries. They learn that I'm at Wesley, and they think I'm a part of your church here at Wesley Memorial. And then I have to explain, no, we're just Methodists, and we just call everything Wesley, right? I am a graduate of Wesley Theological Seminary. I serve at the Wesley Foundation. Today I'm preaching at Wesley Memorial, and I could go on and on and on and on. The truth is, I am a part of your church here at Wesley Memorial because, as we know, we are a connection church. And at Wesley Foundation, we are the presence of your church on our college campus. It's your ministry. You own it. And over the years, you all, Wesley Memorial, you have been one of the strongest supporters of the ETSU Wesley Foundation. So I am here to say thank you for all of your continued support. I've been the director now for just over 7 months, and in that short period of time, I have met some really great people who have helped us in our ministry. Occasionally, saints just tend to drop by and help us. Gerald has reached out to me and talked with me and helped me think through things and has been very helpful. Jane has reached out, attended our services, and is planning to bring the youth group to Wesley Foundation. Tony comes by Wesley and organized you all making cookies for us to hand out on campus. And then Tony came and helped us be on campus and invite students to our Tuesday night service. So you all have an amazing staff here. You are very blessed, I know. And I just want to thank you for the ways you are helping us to offer Christ to college students. We are so appreciative because the ministries of the Wesley Foundations across our conference, across the denomination, are so vital to people's lives and the future of our church. Young adulthood is a crucial time when we begin asking some really important questions. Questions like, What do I believe about God and the church? Who might I be looking for in a potential spouse? What do I want to do vocationally? Students are constantly wrestling with these questions, and our mission at the Wesley Foundation is to invite students to be a part of our ministry, to provide space and direction for these most important questions, and then hopefully to engage students in the church for a lifetime. So we offer a Tuesday night service. We offer free food every Tuesday night. We offer several different small group and Bible study opportunities. And our building on campus is available for students to use anytime. And we take part in a lot of outreach working to offer Christ on campus. And what's really been amazing for me is to hear the stories from alumni of how ETSU Wesley changed their lives. Almost every time I have gone to speak somewhere, people come up to me after the service and share stories of how their lives were impacted. Many, many marriages were formed at ETSU Wesley. Yesterday morning, I got a text, and it was from an alumni who's now discerning a call to ministry and is considering seminary. And he wanted me to come along to lunch, and he had some friends. They were in town, so I went and met with them. And there were two couples there. And I knew one of the couples had met at Wesley and their relationship had blossomed there. The other couple shared, we also met at ETSU Wesley and our relationship blossomed there too. So many stories of people who have encountered the church for the first time, took their first mission trip, delivered their first sermon. And a lot of our clergy in the Holston Conference came through ETSU Wesley. We have been at ETSU Wesley, salt and light for a lot of people. And that's the scripture passage today. It's the lectionary gospel passage for this Sunday. Jesus is preaching his Sermon on the Mount, and he tells the crowd, and he tells you and I, and our church today, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. And friends, as always, our world is desperately in need of some salt and light. We have been called by God to impact people's lives, to impact our communities and the world, and bring about God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I grew up in the Emeryville community on Highway 81 in between Jonesboro and Irwin. Does anybody know where that is? Okay, sure. My family consisted of my mom and dad, my sister, my younger sister Delilah, myself. We did not go to church. One Sunday morning when I was 12 years old, my mother got up, got dressed, and went to the little white church in our community, the small little Emeryville United Methodist Church. She started doing that every Sunday. And she told us she would like for us to go with her, but we didn't have to go. My sister started tagging along, and one Sunday, Mom and Delilah came home, and I started asking questions about this church thing that had invaded our lives. Emeryville, this small little white church, usually around 30 people on Sunday morning. Delilah, my sister, told me that they had this young college student named Keith Moore. He was the pastor, and that I would really like him. And Mom and Delilah were trying to build it up, and they were trying to get me excited about it to come along. And I said, well, what do those Methodists believe anyway? You ever been asked that? What do those Methodists believe anyway? And then my mom gave me my very first lesson about Methodism. She said, well, they have this motto they live by. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, you know it, as long as ever you can. So I started going. And indeed, there was this young college student from ETSU up there preaching and leading the service. And he was always going on about this thing he was involved in called the Wesley Foundation. And driving home from church, my mom said to Delilah and I, she said, if y'all go to ETSU, you should go to the Wesley Foundation. Well, we kept going to the Methodist church, and one Sunday morning, as a surprise to us, my mom got up and Keith Moore baptized my mom, and then later my sister, and then later I was baptized, then my dad was baptized. And church became a huge part of our lives. Years later, my first week at ETSU, I did just as my mama told me to do. I walked into the Wesley Foundation, not knowing at that time that the Wesley Foundation would influence me to go to seminary and become a pastor. My mom had planted the seed all those years earlier, and it changed everything. It changed everything. And I asked my mom, I'm so glad the youth are here. I asked my mom, why did you go to that church that random Sunday morning? What sparked that? And she told me a story I didn't know. She said that when she was a teenager, one of her friends invited her to the Wednesday night youth group. And she attended Wednesday night youth some during her teenage years. You know, one of those youth who show up every now and then disappear, never to be seen again, right? And Mom told me she always felt drawn back to that church. Do all the good you can. That's what she had been taught about Methodism when she was in youth group. That's what she told me, and that's what Jesus is preaching to us in this Sermon on the Mount. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Do all the good you can because the world needs you. Don't hide your lamp under a basket. Don't lose your saltiness. The kingdom of God is not, it's not just some afterlife that we look forward to, but it's breaking in here and now whenever we do all the good we can. But what can we do? I mean, really, isn't life hard enough as it is? We have enough to take care of already in our own lives. Leave all of that changing lives stuff to the saints. Leave that to the saints, to those other people. Recently, I watched a documentary on Netflix about Bill Gates. Has anybody seen that particular documentary? Yeah. It explores some of the things the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has done. They have helped to cut extreme poverty and child deaths in half. It's remarkable to learn about all they have accomplished. That foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they examine a problem that is crippling the world, and then they focus their energy on how they can solve the problem to change people's lives. And as the documentary explores, one of the problems they are now focusing on is the lack of adequate sanitation around the world. 40% of the world's population lacks adequate sanitation. And because of this, about 1.5 million children die every year from contaminated food and water. In addition, to half of all patients and hospitals are there because of these problems with water and sanitation. It's a huge economic strain in places like India, where bad sanitation practices cost that country nearly $54 billion a year. So the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation challenged engineers to make something that could take sewage and very inexpensively get rid of sewage so that they could change the way sanitation is done in Africa. So the results from this effort is called the Omni Processor. And this takes sewage and turns it into drinkable water. You can YouTube Bill Gates and Jimmy Fallon drinking this water. And then it's really funny because Jimmy Fallon didn't know what he was doing. So I encourage you to YouTube that, yeah. He's also working, Bill Gates, on new toilet technology. He's working to attack the problem of sanitation around the world and hopefully in the process save millions of lives. Yeah, Bill and Melinda Gates, They could do anything they wanted to with all that money and power. But it seems to me like they're doing all the good they can. Salt of the earth, light of the world. My wife Margaret grew up in South Georgia. Her dad is a Methodist pastor. Both of her grandfathers are Methodist pastors. And her uncles on both sides are Methodist pastors. Then she married me. Isn't that strange? One of her grandfather's granddaddy had a stroke last year. He's now 95 years old. Margaret's grandmother, Grammy, is 91 years old. They live in an assisted living facility. And even with the help of caregivers, most of Grammy's time is spent caring for Granddaddy. We visited Grammy and Granddaddy last year, and we witnessed Grammy helping Granddaddy do all those basic necessities of life. It appeared to me sitting there to be all-consuming and exhausting. Margaret and I spent the day there with them, and we were sitting in the room when a caregiver came by and dropped off two bags for Grammy. We didn't know what they were, and we didn't ask. But a little while later, Grammy told us she had to go run a few errands. She asked me if I would go with her. She told me to grab the bags, we get in the car, and then Grammy is directing me as we drive. After about a 15-minute commute, we pull into a trailer park. She says, now keep going now. It's up here on the left. And we pull up to a trailer, and there are three small children playing outside. Grammy takes the two bags that I now realize are filled with meals from the cafeteria, from the assisted living facility. She hands them to one of the children. The child takes the bag inside. This had obviously been done before. As we drove away, I asked Grammy, what was that all about? And she said, well, it's a single mother that we got to know at church. And Grammy said, we just try and help her out the best that we can. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Do all the good you can because the world needs you. We all cannot be Bill Gates. And I thank God for Bill Gates because he's doing all the good he can. I thank God for Grammy because she's doing all the good she can. I thank God for Keith Moore taking an appointment at a small rural church when he was a college student. I thank God for that youth, that random youth who invited my mom to Wednesday night youth group when she was a teenager. Large doors swing on small hinges. And when we do all the good we can, we are salt and light. We get to be a part of changing lives. This is who God calls us to be. Friends, as I close this out, we all know our church is going through a lot right now. But I love our church. I love our connection system. I love our theology and the fact that people experience God's love through all the good being done in all the different ministries we have. I know there are a lot of college students on our campus and people in this community within a 1 mile radius of this church who need some salt and light. It is my prayer. I have made it my prayer. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together in love, that we may live out, that we may live out what the great name Wesley represents. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can. As long as ever you can. Will you pray with me? God, how good it is how good it is to be called children, children of God. How good it is to know your love. How good it is to experience your grace. We thank you so much for your son, Jesus. And we know, oh God, that we have a big responsibility to be your hands and your feet to this world that is so desperately in need. Help us, God, to overcome all of those barriers, all of those challenges. Help us to be in relationship with those folk who are not a part of a church family, who don't know the joy of this kind of community. God, I pray for Wesley Memorial. I thank you so much for this congregation, for all that they do. May your Holy Spirit continue to rain down on this place. In Christ's holy name, and all of God's children said, amen.